This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
one 800 636 1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor list of lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Plenty of overtime left. We take you up to 10 o'clock. The Infinity Sports Network coming up following myself. Busy weekend here locally. Homecoming weekend for Howard, Maryland, and Bowie State. So if you're part of the Youngest in Charge movement like me, we are outside this weekend, 110%. I'm on the call tomorrow, Howard and Tennessee State, Eddie George and company coming to town, Jeff Fisher coming to town as well. And a little birdie has it that a certain Democratic nominee is going to be in attendance and may be joining our broadcast. Oh, damn sure. Be sure to post that if it actually comes to fruition. I guess that would be the biggest moment of my career. If I got to interview Kamala Harris, which is on the table for tomorrow, cross your fingers for your boy. She is set to attend the first half of tomorrow's game between Howard and Tennessee State. I'll be on the call for that one via ESPN Plus. Make sure you keep it locked to me on social media for that. Maryland also having their homecoming festivities this weekend as they play host to new Big Ten rival, USC. And I haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about the old Terrapins. 3-3, 0-3 in Big Ten play. An embarrassing loss last weekend. I mean, just an unacceptable loss. Last weekend at home against Northwestern, Ty Felton continues to be great. But for Maryland, man, this is tough. And for Lox, man, I get it. His number, his best recruit that he's ever landed, doesn't get on campus until next fall. And Malik Washington, who is going to be the quarterback of the future for Maryland and probably an NFL first-round pick. If everything goes as planned, he's got that type of talent. But boy, it stinks right now to be a Terp. I mean, they're bad. It's not good. Albeit they play their ball in one of the most competitive conferences in all of the country, still no excuse for just, they're just not competitive enough for me. Like, that's just the best way that I can continue to put it. But I understand the challenges that Locks and company deal with over there. So we'll see if this group rebounds the rest of the way. I doubt it happens. But they got to win on homecoming at least, right? Our Maryland alum that we have here at the station, I'm sure, would love that. J.P. Finley. Cakes. Bunch of Terps walking around this place. Anyway, Washington, Carolina coming up on Sunday. Washington, the opportunity to improve to 5-2. I don't remember the last time the Washington Commanders started the season 5-2. I think that Jim Zorn team was 5-3, if I'm not mistaken. Jay Gruden's Redskins with Alex Smith started off 6-3 before the leg break hurt around the world. So we're in rare, unfamiliar territory in terms of how well this team has played to start the year. We've talked about it throughout the opening portion of the show here. there is an opportunity this weekend for you to dog walk the Carolina Panthers on Daryl Green weekend. And you've done this against teams you were supposed to beat already. Arizona wasn't competitive. Cleveland wasn't competitive. Can you make an example out of Carolina as well? And what we discussed before is how good this team can potentially be going into the trade deadline record-wise. If you are 7-2, do you get uber-aggressive at the deadline? Yet to be seen. Yet to be seen. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the lap. DC, what's going on, lap? Lap, are you there, brother? Lap, going once. Going twice, dropped. Lap, be ready, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Oh, you have time here. Do this each and every week on the pregame show. Make sure you check out Burgundy and Gold Game Days as well. Presented by our partners at Rood. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. Starting early in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff with Earl Forsey and then myself, Denton Day, with you for the pregame show that will take you through Burgundy and Gold in-game live, and then the DOC takes you home with the postgame. But what we do on Burgundy and Gold Game Days, we give our players to watch. I'm calling it key commanders here tonight. The guys that must play big and step up for Washington to rout the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to the guy that was under the microscope after Sunday. The one that caught the most flack on social media. Some of you were, completely hyperbolic when talking about this cat after Sunday. Benjamin St. Juice. Benjamin St. Juice must lock up Deontay Johnson if he even plays on Sunday in that game against Carolina. Dealing with a rib injury right now. Dave Canales spoke after practice and honestly made it seem like his status may be in jeopardy. But nonetheless, Benjamin St. Juice, that's a matchup you got to win. And if you don't got to go up against him, it's probably Xavier Legette. An even better matchup for Benjamin St. Juice. So for a guy that struggled last week, for a guy that was called out all week long in the media by the armchair GMs and head coaches, I think he must play big and must be impactful on Sunday in order for Washington to win. Point blank, period. Key commanders. Who must play big in order for the Washington Commanders to have a convincing win? Not just a regular win, a convincing win Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. Another guy that I look at, new first-time starter, first career start, I project, for Commanders' second-round pick, Johnny Newton, coming up on Sunday. Replacing John Allen. Added snaps on his plate. How does Johnny Newton fare? And I think he's got the opportunity to play really well, but it's a tough matchup. It's a tough matchup. Carolina spent big money this offseason on the interior of their offensive line, bringing in Robert Hunt from Miami. And that is the matchup he is going to draw more times than not. Can you win? Can you beat double teams? Because make no mistake about it. They're going to run the football right into the teeth of this defense. And if Johnny Newton and Deron Payne and Phil Mathis, if they can't get off double teams, if they can't keep Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu clean, this is going to be more competitive of a football game than any of us bargained for. Any of us. They got to play big. 1-800-636-1067. I give you Benjamin St. Juice and Johnny Newton. As far as my first two key commanders, who must play well for a Washington rout? We go on the offensive side for my next key commander. Who must play well for Washington to win convincingly on Sunday? I look at the young man making his return to the lineup, Brian Robinson. This is a Panthers team that gives up the third most yards per contest in the NFL on the ground. Perfect opportunity for Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols to make their impact felt. B-Rob coming off a game last week where he didn't play. Hopefully he don't got to play much in this game either, right? Hopefully you can get up to a big lead and lean on Eckler and lean on McNichols. I'm even cool with seeing Marcus Mariota tomorrow. Wasn't that a feeling? In that Cleveland game, seeing Marcus Mariota enter the fray. That's what type of team this is when they go up against bad groups, they can spank them. I expect and hope to see that on Sunday. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Key Commanders, who must step up? Who must play big in order for the Commanders to win in convincing fashion on Sunday against the Panthers? Lap is in D.C. What's up, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Luke? You know I had to show you some love,
what's
man.
How you doing, brother? Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, man, I'm in some traffic, man, coming from Tyson's Corner, man. It's crazy on this side, man. I'm trying to get to Annandale area.
You mean to tell me that y'all are stuck in traffic and I'm hearing from nobody? Sound a good
yes,
look?
Yes, man.
I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the Annandale area, man. It's crazy, man, but it looks like it's opening up now, but I don't know what the hell they doing, man. It's 8:15, bro. This is crazy. So I'm trying to pick up my daughter, man. It's crazy. But I'll just say with this game, man, you know, we can't go in there sleeping, but I want us to come in there with a sense of urgency, a sense of confidence. Just like I wanted us to beat the Browns before the Baltimore game, I want to beat Carolina before we play Chicago. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be able to rest Jalen in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? And I really want us to come out with a sense of urgency and dominate. You know, the defense is going to have to really show me something, man. And it looks like we're going to have to keep outscoring teams or relying heavily on the offense, which is surprising with a defensive head coach. But I'm happy from the offensive standpoint that we always going to have a chance. As long as Jalen protect himself, we run the football. It's good to get Brian Robinson back. I wish they would have ran the football a little bit more last week, too, but that's why I thought we weren't going to drop off. But Brian Robinson makes a difference, man, and just hope we can open up, man. Hey, Lou, do you think we need something before the trade deadline, man, that's going to help us out for that run?
Depends on what your record is, man. You can always use talent. They have nobody on defense. Lap, I appreciate you as always, brother. I mean, we talked about the trade deadline earlier in the show. I mean, if they're 7-2 at the deadline, I'm acquiring somebody. You know, whether it's swinging big, whether it's getting an ancillary piece that doesn't cost a whole lot. I keep talking about Za'Darius Smith. That would be my number one target from an edge rusher perspective. And Lord knows they need help setting the edge in the run game and then the ability to rush the passer as well. And then I'm looking at corner. I'm looking at corner as well. I think they're going to make a move at the deadline. How significant of a move Washington makes is still yet to be seen. 1-800-636-1067. Key Commanders, who must step up in order for Washington to win big Sunday against the Carolina Panthers? Mark is in Charles County. Hello, Mark.
Hello?
Mark.
Hey, you got me?
Gotcha, brother. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I called before that Browns game. Because it was a home game, I figured this is a defensive show-out game. But the other part of that is a home crowd. This is another test for the home crowd. When you get a cupcake served for you, you got to go out there and get it. And they got to help the defense because we know we don't have superstars. But these are the type of games that the defense, this is your chance to show out. Whoever that sub defensive lineman, you know, two sacks like you did in the Cleveland game. I don't care who it is, but this is your opportunity. Defense. This is a defensive home game. They have to take control of the game, carry the game, offense layup, as you said, Marcus Mariota. But I just wanted to tell Lap, this is homecoming weekend in DMV. USC is in town. Howard homecoming. I'm stuck in traffic over here on the other side of town at Charles County, South Philly.
There we go. It is a good weekend coming up ahead, Mark. Appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. Coming up next, if you have anybody under the age of 21 in your car right now, put on some earmuffs. Chris Russell, that caged animal, joins us next to talk all things Commanders.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You know what I care about? That maybe the average Joe doesn't. Wizards up to at the phone booth. Not the phone booth. The bank? I guess that's what we're calling it. They're at Cap One Arena. They're home tonight. Final preseason game, up 2 on the New York Knicks at the half, and the Knicks are playing everybody. Miles Bridges has played 19 minutes. OG Anunoby's played 18. Cat's 5-for-12 has played a bunch. Brunson, Hart, the entire New York Knicks up and active against Washington. Yet the Wiz Kids minus, right, Rashawn Holmes, minus Corey Kispert, and minus Bilal Coulibaly, up 2 at the half, largely because of Jordan Poole finding his stroke. 16 points, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. He's got five helpers as well. And this is the effort you like to see from the Washington Wizards. Right now, I'm going to go out. I guess we're not going out to the phones because he's joining us live from the cage. It is Chris Russell.
There is nobody that cares about preseason basketball more than you.
No, not at all.
How's LeBron James doing?
It's preseason, Rooster.
It's preseason. After you just did a soliloquy about how the Wizards are hanging in there against every Nick known to mankind that nobody knows about, it's preseason.
This is noteworthy because the Knicks, as you know, or maybe I'm just now telling you, the Knicks traded for Karl Anthony Towns, Chris?
Yeah, no, I didn't hear that.
As a resident New Yorker?
Right.
You didn't know that?
Wow. Yeah, I missed that.
Let me get you up to speed. Yeah,
is that the guy they call Cat? A big 7-foot fella?
Lord knows you hate nicknames and anything that has to do with common sense.
Yeah, right.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good.
Are you better because you're... Your fair weather baseball team is actually,
showing some life and
offense tonight.
Yeah, showing some life, extending the series. I mean, fine. Congratulations,
the TV,
you just won the right.
The TV dopes care. Not real baseball fans.
Yeah, you just won the right to take another extra round trip to Los Angeles to lose Game 6 probably Sunday night. Here's what I'm thinking. as I watch Lane Thomas, the Lane Train, Cleveland Guardians against the Yankees right here.
Yanks already off to a good start, too, huh?
Yeah. But the Guards are trying to get back into this.
Offensive American League Baseball.
Into this one. They're up to one, Yankees, with a runner on second and Thomas up. So we'll see what happens here. But what I was thinking was, you know, I got to the gym right around 6:35, and I hear you start, oh, you know what? You know, like blowing out my eardrums, right? Because you're so loud and unchained. And then you're like, our old, you know, the caged animal is going to join us at 8:20. And I'm like, oh, did we actually agree to that? I didn't know that we actually agreed.
Yeah, that just shows you what type of teammate Chris Russell is. You're no better. You're like Pete Alonso. You're here when I need you the most.
Exactly. Until I become a free agent, then I'm going to get $350 million on your ass.
And then proceed to forget how to hit a baseball. That's probably what will happen.
Exactly.
Enough about the Major League Baseball playoffs, as we were just recapping Game 5 of the NLCS. It's a football game coming up Sunday that the local 53 plays in. Talking about the Washington Commanders, 8.5-point favorites than I are up to, Chris. I saw saw on Twitter fans chastising you about your interview that you had earlier today with an old pal of yours from Charlotte, where you were correctly laying out some of the very realistic possibilities for Sunday for Washington against the Carolina team that runs it well. It's a matchup, Chris, of strength on weakness. Do you really think there's a chance they could lose?
Do I think there's a good chance? No. Do I think there's a small sliver of a chance? Yes, because they haven't, and you've been on this, they haven't been able to stop the run consistently. Chuba Hubbard is really good, and I think he's the type of running back that certainly can give them some fits in this game. I mean, pretty much every running back, for the most part, has given them fits, I guess, except for a couple. But the bottom line is if they can't tackle, if they're not in the right gaps, down three defensive linemen, one on the interior, one on the interior, two on the end spot, you know, you're basically, you know, begging for trouble if you can't tackle, if you are not in gaps, if you're getting pushed around the ball yard, right? If you're getting blown up, whether it be double teams or just one up, if nobody's getting home, if nobody's creating penetration to get in the backfield, if they're not keeping Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner clean. I mean, I know that's a lot of ifs, but these are all the problems, especially if Carolina and Andy Dalton, again, can stay clean in the pocket, and he can throw the ball to Xavier Leggett or Deontay Johnson. Now, Deontay Johnson's obviously banged up right now, so we don't even know if he's going to play. My guess is he will, but he's questionable for the game. He's been very iffy throughout the week in practice. I think he was limited today after no DNPs on Wednesday and Thursday. But if they can open up the passing game, that probably will help them run the ball even better, right? We kind of saw that last week, Linnell, in the first half. The Ravens came out and threw the ball all over the yard to Zay Flowers because the Commanders made it known and made it clear by scheme and by emphasis that they were trying to correctly control, limit, contain Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson's leg extension ability. And they did that well in the first half, and the Ravens threw the ball all over them. And then you ultimately mix it up as you go along. So that's what I kind of worry about, is that duality, if you will, of Carolina's offense, especially if the pass rush isn't consistently getting home, especially if you're not tackling well, and especially as the game wears on, do the Panthers hit you with some nice runs, some good crease runs, as you get a little more tired, as the game wears down a little bit more? Because Chuba Hubbard has shown the ability to do that.
Chris, I want to ask you this, because this is something we talked about a lot. Their game plan against Baltimore was to play a stacked box, not something they've been accustomed to doing. They've played the fourth most light boxes in the NFL defensively. Knowing what Carolina's strength is and how important and paramount it is for them to slow down Chuba Hubbard and company, do they play with a light box to start, you think? Do they have enough on the perimeter to scare Washington into playing a light box?
I think probably is my guess. I mean, we all knew what the emphasis would be last Sunday, right? We saw it right away. They're playing a lot of single high, obviously eight man fronts or eight in the box or different deployments. I would guess, this is just a guess, not a no, just a guess, that they would probably play it more how they normally would and say, okay, if Chuba Hubbard can rip us up early, then we'll make an adjustment. But we're going to play a more traditional or more less of a gambling defense, if you will, I think, because, again, you don't have, A, the mobility of the quarterback, B, as good as Chuba Hubbard is, he's not Derrick Henry, and I think, I think with the three-down defensive linemen, right, you might think, well, you have to play more in the box. But I think they say, okay, the first two series, maybe three series, kind of, you know, get a feel for the game. Let's see what we can do on our own. And let's see if we can allow ourselves to be, to be deep enough, if you will, on the back end. And let's see if we can shut them down with six as opposed to seven or eight or whatever the numbers might be. And then if you can do that, right, in your normal 4-2-5, if you can do that, then you don't have to overcommit, right? Then you can play your coverages. Then you can roll your double teams, your shades, whatever. But if you then need to drop Jeremy Chinn down, then you need to drop Jeremy Chinn down, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to hit a couple of Carolina Panthers.
I'm about to say, man, yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about it earlier. You think about Luvu was obviously made a captain. Chinn was another guy that I thought potentially would be a captain this week because of them kind of being exiled. Well, I wonder how they feel. For an organization in Carolina that's turned out to be an absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah.
For them to think that it wasn't worth bringing those two guys back, you've been in a lot of NFL locker rooms. How much do guys really get geared up for those games against their former teams?
I think they always want to prove a point and prove a message. Now, you know, I mean, some of that was also on, at least when it came to Luvu, right?
Player too,
You'd heard he wanted to play for Dan Quinn. Obviously, he wanted a little bit more of a commitment than certainly Jeremy Chinn got. I think Chinn was probably the guy that they were like, eh. And we had him on a week and a half ago or so, and we didn't really ask him directly about that because he's already kind of been asked about it, and A, they weren't playing Carolina that particular week when we had him on. But yeah, I think he's got more of a chip on his shoulder, maybe. And I think Luvu obviously does too, but I think Luvu seems to be more at peace with whatever happened in Carolina and the opportunity they gave him. And both, I would say, you know, I was talking about this today, both down in Charlotte and on the show with Chris McClain, who you mentioned we had on, you know, and you know this, right? Not that the situation is exactly the same, but now people want to come to Washington,
right,
and people don't want to go to Carolina. It was just the opposite, what, a year and a half ago, maybe even less than that. People now want to go to Washington. Frankie Luvu chose to come to Washington. Others chose to come to Washington for various reasons, and it's not just to get paid. And that's a good feeling, regardless of where this season winds up or where this game winds up, is that people want to be here, and that's the beginning of building that strong culture that we all talk about.
Joining right now on the BetQL guest hotline by our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4. On the team 980.
With Linnell Willingham on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
I was about to say, I almost said host of the Chris Russell Show sometimes. It becomes the Linnell Willingham exclusive.
Well, I mean, because you're up, you know, you're always upset that your name isn't on the billboard.
Well,
we're working on it. I mean, I have a Longfellow _ TWOD working on new imaging.
And Vic is back in studio for the first time in a long time. And we were explaining Longfellow to him, and Vic still seems clueless about who Longfellow
is.
That's
right.
At least the story is something that's cool to tell. But,
yeah. Vic's probably better off not knowing.
Well, Vic knows everything, so there's that. But getting back to Sunday here for a second, I'll ask you about Daryl Green and what the weekend means coming up. But I honestly thought about this as we were getting ready to come back from break. Is this an opportunity, if they're really invested in this young man, in a game like this where you're expected to rout a team and you're going up against an offense that has limitations out the wazoo,
yeah,
is this a game where you get Emmanuel Forbes on the field early here and try to let him get his feet wet? I mean, he's got to be active first, but I assume that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
based on the matchup. I mean, because you gotta try to showcase him, even if it's not to showcase him.
Yeah,
I mean, build the kid some confidence.
Well, and also, you know, the one thing that I wonder about, right? I mean, listen, the other guys aren't super fast. So he's
right.
Probably your fastest guy, right? So are you, I mean, it's, you're going to not make this decision, I don't think, based on Deontay Johnson, but especially if Deontay Johnson's out there, right? You want somebody with some young legs. That's the one thing that I don't think anybody can question, right?
Right.
We can question everything else. I mean, I expect him and Jamin Davis to both be active. I guess Jamin is a little bit more predictable because of all the defensive line and edge and pass rush issues. But yeah, I mean, if not to showcase them, for crying out loud, try and rescue them. You know, I would say this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people upset about Benjamin St. Juice.
Right.
You and I both don't think he played as bad. I don't think it was a great game by BSJ on Sunday.
He wasn't good, but it was by default. Someone was going to give up those yards. It just happened to be him.
But, you know, what you don't want to do is get into a situation where you are just being run past and giving up big chunk yardage, and maybe Emmanuel Forbes helps you in that regard. But I would presume if Andy Dalton sees him out there, if Dave Canales sees him out there, then you would think, right, you would think that's who they're going to target. I mean, at some point, you either have to play him or you have to move on and just admit that it was a terrible pick by Ron Rivera. You tried. It didn't work out. You tried to support him. It just didn't work out for whatever reason it didn't work out, and move on. But I think you still owe it to yourself and maybe him and the organization to still give him one last shot here before the deadline.
You know what may determine if he's active or not? You realize Maryland, Bowie State, Howard all have their homecoming this weekend? If you think that he's not thinking about being outside this weekend, you are beside yourself.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, he's going to be in the team hotel on Saturday night. I don't know about tonight, but he's going to be in the hotel Saturday night,
well,
right? Unless
what,
he's breaking curfew.
And planning to get into tonight, too, Chris Russell.
Yeah, I know.
Joined right now by the Rooster Chris Russell of the Team 980 and the Chris Russell Show, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4, over on the Team 980, previewing Commanders and Panthers. I mean, let's just be real. It's not much of a preview left to do. It's a game Washington should win.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, as we did a little bit on Wednesday and Thursday, if Washington is 7-2 at the deadline, Chris, coming out of that game on the road against New York, and I know, mm-hmm. I understand it's, you know, maybe unlikely in some people's eyes,
right,
that they're 7-2 at that point. If that is the case, should they be aggressive? And
yes,
trying to acquire someone at the deadline.
Yes, I think if they're 7-2, if they're 6-3, if they're 5-4, right, they should be aggressive. The only way that I could see them not trying to be aggressive, and maybe we'll know and maybe we won't know depending on what rumors and what reports come out, oh, we were in on this guy, oh, we were in on that guy, maybe somebody else beat us out, is if they lose the next three, which is unlikely, right? I mean, say they go, Linnell, losers of 4 in a row, and now you're sitting at 4-5, right?
Right.
Including the Baltimore game. Do you make a move there? Well, you could still make a move to try and help yourself and to try and get yourself out of the abyss, but I think you're a lot less aggressive at that point because now you're, again, losers of 4 in a row if we're talking about walking right up to the deadline. Now, me personally, I would like them, whatever their situation is, whatever their record is after this Sunday, or if you really want to stretch it out to next Sunday, I'd like them to make a move before the deadline, right?
Right.
Like, get that. If you're making a move to acquire someone, whatever it is, edge rush help, linebacker help, corner help, whatever it might be, I guess wide receiver help, get that guy in the fold, because depending on who and what, where, he may not be able to play right away, right? He may need, like, sure. Noah Brown needed a week and missed the season opener because he had just gotten here a week before that, right? And sometimes it takes guys a little bit of time to catch up, depending on, again, their familiarity with the scheme. So to me, make the trade now. Make the trade Monday, regardless of win or loss, so that you can get that dude on the practice field and in the building and not have to rush him to play. Whatever position it is, be aggressive. Strike while the iron is hot and strike before you potentially, I guess, drop 4 in a row and drop to 4-5. Help yourself out. Get that guy in the building. Get that guy up to speed so he's swimming upstream.
There's no way they lose 3 in a row. I mean,
I agree with that.
I think it's a pipe dream.
Well, it would be 4 in a row. Listen, it's not going to happen. I agree with you, especially with two home games. But, and I don't know how, like, I've heard a bunch of your show tonight. Maybe I missed it. I don't think this is as easy as the Vegas odds makers think this game is going to be. And
Vegas is only putting that line so high because they want you to think Washington's
right.
Going to
cover. Well, ESPN bet their own individual whatever. Earlier today, they were up to 9.5.
Yeah,
they're
trying to get people to hammer that number.
Exactly.
And
but I guess my point is a lot of people think this game is easy, no problem, no sweat, no, you know, oh. And listen, maybe they'll be up by 2 touchdowns and they'll allow a late touchdown for a backdoor cover. We'll see. But the bottom line is, I don't know if we talked about this. I think the way they handled the Arizona game, and even though they struggled a little bit at the outset of the Cleveland game, the way they handled the Cleveland game showed me the difference between this coaching staff, this team, this organization, this locker room, because they came out and ultimately whooped up on people and took
Chris,
a whooping stick to people.
The Cleveland thing is interesting to me because I continue to say it. I mean, Drew Petzing and Kevin Stefanski just completely turned into clueless boobs. From a play calling
you
standpoint.
Blame coaches for everything.
Back-to-back weeks.
Right.
I mean, they were running the ball at will, talking about Arizona, and they stopped. Cleveland, almost as if they didn't watch any tape the weeks prior. Washington struggled against counter, trap, duo, and they ran none of it. So we'll see ultimately what happens. Do you have a score prediction?
Linnell Willingham knows more than Drew Petzing and Kevin Stefanski.
You bet your ass. You
ask, wow. Yeah. The voice of Howard University football. Woo! I mean, my goodness, Mr. Thursday Night.
Is that my new name?
Yeah.
I can dig that. I haven't brought that up on this program.
I thought
it'd be inappropriate.
I mean, I tweeted it, because you're always asking me to help a boy out.
Say it.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Look.
Exactly.
Say it exactly how I said it.
So I retweeted it and tagged it saying, hey, I'm not good enough to be at TGI Fridays on Thursdays with Linnell, but you know, I am good enough Friday when he can't find another guest at 8:20 to come and join him on 106.7 The Fan. Final score prediction, I think Carolina covers. I think it'll be a 7-ish point game. Again, maybe like a I wouldn't be disappointed if they don't cover, meaning the Commanders, whatever number you got it at, 7, 8, whatever. If they don't cover, but it's a backdoor cover, if that makes sense. Meaning if you're up 13, you're up 14 late, and they score a touchdown like 1.5 minutes left, and you're kind of playing out the string, and everything for the most part is in control, I would be disappointed if this is a knuckle-bearing type game and you're biting your fingernails right down to the wire. And even if they win, I would be a little bit disappointed. A win is a win, and that's important to keep in any context. It's hard to win in this league, but I would be a little bit disappointed if, man, Jaden's got to pull out one out of his hat, you know, on the final drive of the game, and they're down, and he does it, and they win. But, boy, that would almost feel a little bit like a disappointment.
Call that a dirty win.
Yeah.
Call that a dirty win. I would call you Dirty Bird, but that'd be rude. Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen.
That would make me an Atlanta Falcon with Jamal Anderson. Is that before your time?
No, I know about old Mal Anderson.
Okay.
Another team that fell short.
Yeah.
That's Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch him 1-4 on the Team 980 weekdays. And catch me, too, Wednesdays and Thursdays for Windbag Wednesday and Throwdown Thursdays. Enjoy the rest of your playoff baseball. Watch some WNBA playoffs.
I'll try. I'll bounce around.
I'll try.
I'll give it the old college try. How about that?
It's Chris Russell.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us,
yeah.
My friend.
It's good to see you.
Good to hear from you, too. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. We will take a quick timeout when we come back. Take a spin around the National Football League. Crazy Week 7 slate coming up. Who do I like? Who do I don't like? What matchups have my attention? It's next on The Fan. I was going to say a big thank you to World Wildlife Entertainment as well as Chris Russell for making him available for us. Thank you to PETA for making sure he was available for us here tonight, joining us in the last segment. If you missed any of that, download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back and I actually get such a kick out of making making animal jokes around that monster, Chris Russell, one of my absolute favorites. Nice enough to give us some time here on Overtime. While we have a moment, it is a, and I've said this to my credit, I've said this each of the last few weeks. Is this finally going to be the weekend? I keep asking for Separation Sunday in the National Football League. Because it feels like even through 6 weeks, I know nothing about the National Football League. There are still folks that look at Cincinnati at 2-4 as alive, right? There are folks that look at the Indianapolis Colts at 3-3 with Anthony Richardson not being able to complete a pass 5 yards downfield and think they're alive, right? People look at Washington and go, hey, man, I'm not wild card Super Bowl contenders at 4-2, and they haven't really played anybody. Kansas City's 5-0, but are the ugliest 5-0 I've ever seen in my life. The Jets are 2-4, but feel like they have an opportunity to go on a run here now that they've acquired Devontae Adams. This weekend, I'm ready for it. The Chargers are 3-2. Doesn't even feel like it. Chargers 3-2. Chance to go to 4-2 this weekend. So, it's been an interesting start to the NFL season. I think this weekend we learn a lot. There are a lot of matchups that I'm really, really looking forward to. Only two teams on a bye this week, by the way. You get Chicago coming off of a bye. That's another added level of intrigue to next week. A game in which I'm going to pick Washington to win just because I've done it every week. But damn, I don't feel good about it. I don't. And the lines aren't out yet for next week, but I don't know how Washington can be favored because they're at home. I can see them being favored by like 1.5 next weekend at home against Chicago. The most important thing about next weekend, obviously Caleb versus Jaden. Big game opportunity for Washington if they handle their business to move it. They'd be 6-2 if they beat Chicago next week. They're wearing the black uniforms. That's all I care about. The best damn uniform in the National Football League resides right here in the DMV with those black Commander uniforms. Now, I saw it during the preseason, but we didn't see the starters get to play in it. The boy Jaden Daniels got aura, as the kids like to say. Seeing him in the dark visor with the black uniform at home. I don't know when daylight savings hits, but it could be one of those games that gets dark earlier because it's a 4 o'clock kick. I'm excited. It feels like daylight savings is like right around the corner. It's always that time. It feels like this time of year, about the middle of the football season, that we really get that time period where it starts getting dark earlier. As a guy who works nights primarily, I hate daylight savings. Because it's dark when I get in here. It's dark when I leave. It feels like it's dark all the time. I don't know. Big game coming up next weekend, though. Massive NFL slate this weekend. Looking at the clock, we'll talk some NFL in the 9 o'clock hour, too. I want to keep you up to speed, rather, on the Wizards and Knicks. Those of you who care about NBA preseason basketball like myself, I care about it when it's clear that the other team is giving you their best effort. And the Knicks are playing all of their starters tonight. Wizards without Bilal, without Corey Kispert, and they're hanging in and playing damn well. So we will keep you up to speed on that coming up in the final hour of Power. Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora going to join us as well. But when we get back, we will look at some of my favorite games heading into week number 7 and also the top storylines heading in to week number 7 as well. Final hour of Power of Overtime next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.